Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of the City Confessions. This is going to be a short and sweet episode featuring yours truly. I've said in a previous episode that I will love to sprinkle some solo episodes because it's a great way for me to check in with all of you, to check in with myself, and of course, to give timely updates on my life and what I've learned. So I'm going to just dive in. This week, I have realized that my confession is that I have been losing myself in, I guess, my obsession with other people's lives and just focusing on the world around me rather than myself. I don't know if any of you can relate, but I definitely am a control freak. And I think with being a mom and pregnancy, it has gotten better in a way because I can't control everything in terms of my son's schedule, his milestones, his random outbursts and tantrums. So that has allowed me to kind of sit back and let go. But in terms of everything else and the world around me, I still feel like that is my biggest struggle. So I've decided to take a step back and think about what are ways for me to improve on that. And that is what I want to talk about today. So the number one strategy or the number one thing I've learned is to stop worrying about others and quote unquote focusing on my own paper. You can say focus on your life path. And this is basically the same as minding my own business. I think if there are things that don't directly affect me, then why do I care? I have to admit that I am very nosy. I don't know why. I think all of us are somewhat nosy and like curious. And it's just, you know, interesting and fun to have the tea. But if it's not being express or discuss in a way where people are intentionally and openly doing so, then it's none of my business. And I need to respect that. And I think by minding my own business, that allows me to again focus on myself. And this is my life. So it's beneficial for me to work on myself, to focus on my goals. The second thing I wanted to talk about was that I have such a hard time regulating my emotions. And this has been something that I feel like it's an ongoing struggle because it's weird. Because when I went to therapy, my therapist was saying that I had a really hard time expressing my emotions and I always suppress them. So whenever I felt anger or shame or guilt, which of course are emotions that are low vibrations, I would never want to get in touch with them. And I would always just brush it under the rug. And that would bite me in the ass afterwards because I never really confronted that. And this corresponds to past trauma. This can be from like childhood, family, relationships, or whatever. I had to confront them. So in a way, with therapy, I learned to label my emotions and to feel my emotions. But I think I haven't done that in so long, so that when I do them, it almost takes over, which of course is a negative thing. I also have a Scorpio moon, and if anybody's interested or knowledgeable in astrology, I truly believe it's the most intense moon sign. And moon signs are how you feel internally. So I will openly admit that I don't always know how to handle them, and I definitely let my emotions take over. And this goes back to one of my solo episodes talking about my crazy breakdown moment in a meditation session, just because I truly feel like I have a hard time handling how I feel. And going off of that, I'm learning to notice them, obviously acknowledging them, but I don't always need to voice them or act on them. Because I read in an article that, for example, anger, it's a really intense emotion that can be felt inwards or outwards. So if it's internal, that leads to resentment because you're suppressing them. But if it's expressed outwardly, it can be in a way where you're lashing out because you don't have control over it. So it's not to say that you need to internalize it or externalize it, but just simply observe it. And it goes to the quote of saying, like, emotions come and go, right? So you welcome them and then you let them leave the door. And that is, I guess, my number one thing that I've had to work on, and I'm still working on it. And it's a sense of self-acknowledgement and self-reflection, which I also think is a beautiful thing. The third lesson I've learned is that there is so much power in affirmations and expressing gratitude. Back in 2019, when I was really into spirituality and meditation and all of that, I kind of went crazy with affirmations and expressing gratitude. And I definitely feel like I've been lacking in that area just because my life is so busy. But I also realized that that is simply an excuse. So taking time out of my day to even silently in my mind say affirmations to myself is sometimes in the beginning, especially if you're new to it, can seem fake and forced. But I promise when you keep doing it, it ends up becoming super just organic and natural. And that's how you train your mind to rewire your thoughts. And also, if you ever feel resentful or angry or just in a simply bad mood, there's like this saying that I say, which is like, drop and give me 10. And give me 10, meaning like give me 10 gratitude or things that you're grateful for, and that automatically improves your mood because you cannot be resentful and grateful at the same time. I've also noticed that I've been focusing so much on the negatives and the things that I'm not happy about in my life instead of focusing on the positives. And that sounds so simple because I used to always be a very positive person, but I've definitely have fallen back into my old ways. And whatever you focus on magnifies. So if you're always focusing on things that are going wrong, you're simply going to be in the mindset that life is not what you want. Instead, if you flip the script and you're thinking about everything that is going right, even if it's the most simplest things, like you woke up, you had a good coffee, the train was on time, those simple gratitude and positive outlook is what is going to shape your overall mindset. And that is what I'm learning to do. So whenever I catch myself being in a bad mood or feeling like things aren't going well, I just try to tell myself to practice gratitude, and that grounds me and resets me for the day. Going off of that, I'm sure we all hear and have heard to romanticize your life. And I think that method is so powerful because, again, you are making yourself the main character. You are loving yourself. You are truly living out your reality of what you envision and what aligns with your highest self. But I also believe that that's not easy to do, especially if you have a routine. So if you're working a 9-to-5, or if you're working from home, or if you're a mom, or whatever the case is, it's really easy to be like, this is my life, and everything seems programmed. But I feel like finding little ways to romanticize your life is always going to be helpful in making you feel better about your life. And it's funny because whenever I travel, I definitely romanticize my life, right? I will buy new clothes. I specifically will pick out outfits that make me feel good, that matches the aesthetic. And then when you're in something as simple as like nice clothes, you carry yourself differently. And that's why I always feel like when I used to travel, and because I don't do it as often, but when I did, I always was my best self. And it was this like, not that I was faking it, but I felt like I was like embracing a new character in a different country and city. And that's why travel always brought me joy. So I think if you can see that analogy or metaphor, take that into your everyday life and try to find ways to enjoy life, because that's what life is about. Like, honestly, I stress out so much. I feel like I forget to laugh, and that's what I need to do. Just romanticize your life. Just pretend that you are writing your own story. And as a writer myself, I feel like I need to adopt that mindset. And then I'm going to close this off with saying that the fifth lesson I've learned to kind of, ground myself and go back to focusing on myself is to showing up in the best way you can. I feel like recently I'm very short and quick to lose my temper, and that's not showing up in the best way I am. And when you're, and they always say that the people that you're closest to is the people who are the ones receiving that. So you think about like your family, your friends, significant others. It's so easy to show them your worst side. It's in a way, it can be controversial because you're comfortable in doing that, but at the same time, you're so comfortable in doing that that you are almost taking advantage and taking them for granted, thinking that that's what they deserve. And that's my confession to say that I've done that, and like I'm not proud of that. And I feel like this episode I'm ranting, but also I'm here to say that like even though I present myself in a certain way and I preach about these topics and like letting go and meditating and self-care, that I don't necessarily am upholding myself to those standards. So that's why I wanted to record this whole episode, to keep myself accountable and say that, you know what, I have fallen off my track, but it's April and I feel like it's a good way to reset, to bloom for the spring, and to be a better version of myself. It sounds so cliche, but you will know when you are not acting in your best way, or that your cup isn't full, or that you're not taking care of yourself. So that is why I wanted to create this solo episode with these five lessons, and hopefully somebody listening can like relate to that. So just to summarize, number one is to stop worrying about others and minding my own business. Number two is noticing emotions but not having to necessarily voice them or act on them. Number three is that there is such a huge power of affirmations, and expressing gratitude will always outweigh the negatives. Number four is prioritizing romanticizing your life. And number five is being proud of how you show up in the world. And this can be showing up in the moment, showing up in the day, as long as you show up in a manner that aligns with your highest self. So I will leave you all with those five lessons that I'm taking on with me today and moving forward. I will have other episodes starting next week with guests, but another thing I just wanted to say is that I'm definitely falling behind on scheduling guests. My schedule has been a little crazy these past few weeks with my son, but I definitely need to get back. So yeah, so thank you so much for listening to this episode. I will see you all next week. Okay, bye.